The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer Phyllis Schlafly.
The statistics about who were the voters who elected the Democratic Congress are now available, and they provide some very interesting sidelights on last November's election. One of the special interest pressure groups that bankrolled the Democratic candidates was college professors. Professors and other educators donated more than $12 million to political candidates in this past election cycle, with 69% of their contributions going to Democratic candidates. That's the report by the Center for Responsive Politics. The University of California led the way, giving 87% of contributions to Democrats, followed by Harvard with 90% of contributions going to Democrats, and the University of Pennsylvania with 94% of contributions benefiting Democrats. Just looking at Senate races, we find that, surprise, surprise, Senator Hillary Clinton received far more contributions than any other candidate, and five times the amount given to the next highest recipient. Hillary Clinton really didn't need the money, because she had a virtually uncontested election. But college professors were so enamored of her that they donated nearly $700,000 to her campaign. You've heard a lot about how the United States is roughly divided 50-50 between red and blue states, but it surely is not that way on college and university faculties. One recent survey reports that 72% of college professors identified themselves as liberal, compared with only 17% who call themselves conservative. It's important for students to know before they go to college that diversity does not mean allowing conservatives to speak on campus. Diversity on college campuses does not mean giving fair coverage to the ideas and achievements of Western civilization. And multiculturalism does not mean tolerance and respect for all cultures. It's just another college fad to put down Western civilization.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly has written several articles on the current situation on our college campuses. If you'd like copies, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for the College Education Packet. That address again is Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice. Choice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says you can do more with a kind word and a gun than with just a kind word, Derry Brownfield.
Hey, hello there. Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Before we get to our guest, Beth has been asking me to do this for weeks now, and it's not that I put her off. I just forget things. So when I came into the studio this morning, here on the studio is a beautiful, well-done, what do you call this,
Jim? Brown.
I know it's brown, but what do you call the thing?
It's a flyer. It's
a flyer.
A handout.
A handout. Okay. It's what you would put in the store window so everybody knew where you were supposed to go. Okay. The Derry Brownfield Show is proud to sponsor Freedom is Common Sense. December the 17th at 6 p.m. at the Centennial Hall at the Montotoc County Fairgrounds. Now, that's at California, Missouri, for whatever that's worth.
Your old stomping grounds.
Hey, I got a high percentage of my education I can accredit to Montotoc County Fairgrounds because they had a saddle horse stables down there, and an old colored gentleman named Thee Christian kind of took me under his wing, and it would be considered child abuse today, but I learned a lot about horses. And that really gave me an insight to how to...
Child abuse because you worked?
Well, he was an old man. He was 80 years old when I was a kid. And, yeah, he'd tie up one front foot of that horse to a saddle horn and say, go on, get on him. You know, he's not going to hurt you. Yeah, it was good for us. It was good. And like I say, I learned a lot from old Theodore. And you know what? I never called him Theodore in my life. While he was alive, he was Mr. Christian. Anyhow, back to the Montotoc County Fairgrounds. We want all of our friends and neighbors to be there on the 17th. G.B. Oliver, he's coming in. And we have three speaking engagements for him. The first one's going to be in Lamoni, Iowa. The second one will be in Chillicothe, Missouri. That's on the 17th. I don't have my calendar in here. But Lamoni's on the 11th, I believe. Then Chillicothe, Missouri on the...
13th.
And then he's going to a fine party on the 15th. And then on Monday, which would be the 17th, we're going to be doing this at the Montotoc County Fairgrounds. Anyhow, GB will be there along with Ray Cuneo. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to eat some good steak dinner.
Red meat.
You bet. You bet. And you can get tickets by calling Beth. We're charging $20. For a ticket, but that goes along with a steak dinner and a lot of fun. And you can give Beth a call at 573-893-8255 to make reservations, okay? All right. Now, the other day, and boy, it's been longer than the other day. Time does fly. It was November the 13th, though it's been well over a month ago, that I had a story on this program about Andrea Elliott. She is a dairy farmer in New York. She milks 80 cows on the Crystal Brook Farm, and she got a visit by the New York Department of Agriculture. And it was an interesting visit. Now, I went into detail on this on the show back on November the 13th, but Andrea, it's a pleasure to have you a guest on the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. And I'm going to let you tell us exactly what happened. In your own words, how did this all take place?
Well, I was feeding calves one morning, and our regular milk inspector happened to stop by. And we chatted a while, and we've known him for years, so we were very comfortable with him. And as soon as my husband came out, he said, well, I don't know how to tell you this, but there's been a complaint filed against you. And the state man wants to come down and see you tomorrow morning. So it was nice of him to give us kind of a heads up, and which he didn't really have to do. And so we were kind of anticipating, you know, what this could be about. He couldn't tell us because he wasn't told what it was all about either. So we were all in the dark at that point, and. So after I went back in the house, I happened to email Debbie Stockton with NICFA, and I said, you know, is this going to be a problem? You know, what should I do? Well,
now, who did you email? I mean, what was his position?
Well, I called Debbie Stockton with the National Independent Consumers and Farmers Association.
Okay, so it's a farm organization, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So we had a conference call, and she kind of suggested a few things that I could do, and one of them was to be ready with a video camera, and I did happen to have one, so the next morning when they showed up, I greeted them with the video camera, and I asked, you know, what the purpose of the visit was, and he said, well, a complaint has been filed, and we would like to, you know, look around, and I said, well, I need you to fill out this form for me first, and I had the three-page questionnaire, the public servant questionnaire.
Okay, now I have a copy of that right here. Now, is this something that you made up? Where'd you get this?
Well, I happened to be on a website that had a lot of good citizens' tools that you could use, and the servant's questionnaire was one of them, and I thought, well, that could be handy, so I just tried it to see, you know, if
see what they do. Let me start out by saying this questionnaire must be filled out by any public servant before he can ask the citizen any question. Federal law, including the Privacy Act, and it goes on into the Privacy Act, authorizes this. Now, let's take a break. We're going to be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number, 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education pension, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Andrea have returned. We're visiting today with Andrea Elliott. She heads up Crystal Brook Farm, milks 80 cows every morning and evening, and was visited by the New York Department of Agriculture. And when they arrived, she, first of all, they didn't tell you why they were there, did they?
No. No, he would not indicate why he was there or in the nature of the complaint. No matter how many times I asked him, he said any complaint that comes into Albany is treated confidentially.
And you asked him to show you the law that says that?
Right, yeah. I asked him to quote the statute that said that it was confidential, and he couldn't do that.
And then you handed him this public service questionnaire. Let me run down that very quickly.
Okay.
It says here, this questionnaire must be filled out by any public servant before he can ask the citizen any question. This is a federal law, which I was not aware that we had this law. Do you have a copy of the law, by the way?
No, I don't, not right offhand.
Okay, but anyway, it goes, public servant's full legal name, public servant's residence address. Now, they're not about to give anybody their residence address. You know, I've asked a lot of cops. I was going to send them a book or something, you know, something that that I got from Sheriff Mack or something like that. They never give you their address. On their card, it's the state address. It goes to the state office, so I doubt seriously if they ever get any of that mail. Anyway, then the name of the agency, the full-length name of the supervisor, and office address. Will you, as a public servant, uphold the Constitution of the United States? Say yes or no. They have never read the Constitution of the United States. Did public servant provide proof of identity? Yes or no. ID number, badge number, bonding agency and number. And so it goes. So what did they do when you asked them to fill out the form?
Well, he just stood there shaking his head, and he said, well, I can't fill out anything until it's authorized by Albany, and he would need copies and... And I said, well, this is, I have to have you fill this out before we can go any further. And he I guess at that point he was trying to make a phone call, you know, with his cell phone to get authorization or to find out what he was supposed to do. And having no signal down in here, he couldn't contact his boss. So he was just winging it. I mean, he had no idea. I think he was so totally caught off guard that he didn't know what was happening.
Now, was he alone? Did he have a sheriff or anybody like that with him?
No, he had a regular inspector with him. It was just the two.
And they wouldn't tell you? And you said you have a right to know your accuser. What did he say?
That's right. And he just adamantly said, I can't reveal that. It's all confidential. And
okay, I can reveal that I hear music. So let's take another break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. As I mentioned earlier, our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
And we have returned. I almost said reversed. We don't want to do that. Anyway, we're visiting with Andrea Elliott. She milks 80 cows at Crystal Brook Farm. And I guess that's upstate New York. Is that the way you...
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay. And we were talking about this public service questionnaire. We've had several callers just say, how do you get that public service questionnaire? First of all, I didn't even know this existed. I didn't know there was the Privacy Act of 1974. According to your information, and I guess you picked this up off the Al Gore's web, didn't you?
Yeah, I was just surfing through. I was trying to order egg cartons, and I just clicked on a no NAIS website, and from there, it was just, you know, the more I read, the more disgusted I got. But I found, you know, one of the websites that had a lot of good stuff. You can Google it. Just Google public servant questionnaire. And it's a really useful tool because it can hold them accountable.
You know, wonder how many public servants are taught this, that, hey, if somebody asks you to fill out a questionnaire, you have to do it, huh? Because this is the Privacy Act. We need to get a copy of that Privacy Act. It's probably 10,000 pages, and you couldn't read through it.
Right.
The Privacy Act of 1974 is Public Law 93-579. I'll say that again because somebody out there is writing it down. Public Law 93-579. It's called the Privacy Act of 1974. It empowers citizens to require full written disclosure from a government official who seeks information. So I used this information on my show November the 13th. So it's been 6 weeks ago, or more or less, since we talked. And by the way, Debbie Stockton was a guest on my show. You mentioned her a while ago.
Right.
And she's with VICFA, which when you mentioned that, that didn't ring a bell. But, yes, I had her on the show the same day we had Greg Neuendorf on.
Right.
So, anyway, now let's go back. Here you've got the cameras rolling. The New York government official is standing right there with the milk inspector, and he doesn't know what to do because you say, "Hey, fill out this form." Then what happened?
Well, he offered to show me his ID, which was good of him, and after that, I just said, "Well, you know, if you can't fill out this form, you at least have to tell me why you're here." And he said, "Well, a complaint has been filed." And I said, "Well, by who?" And he said, "Well, I can't disclose that. It's confidential." And I said, "Well, what is the nature of the complaint?" And he says, "Well, I can't disclose that either."
Well, what was he going to do?
I mean, he was a sanitation ratings officer, so if there were any problems with milk quality, he would have had to state why he was there. How in the world are we supposed to fix it if he doesn't tell me what it is? And
that's typical of government, though. OSHA does that all the time. But yeah. Go ahead with your story.
Yeah, so I just kept insisting that he would have to, you know, I need to know why you're here. He asked at that point, he said, "Well, can we talk off camera?" And I said, "No." And I'm thinking in my head, why would he want to discuss it off camera?
He was intimidated, that's why.
Yeah.
That's good.
So I told him no, and he said, "Well, I guess the best thing to do is leave and come back another time." And they just both made a beeline for the car and took off.
Okay, now that happened before November the 13th because I had this on the air.
Right.
On November the 13th. So they've had plenty of time to come back.
Sure.
But they have or have not?
No, they have not, and I haven't gotten anything in the mail. I was expecting some sort of official thing in the mail, you know. And,
uh-huh.
No, we haven't heard a thing, and it's really, I mean, everyone we've talked to, of course, we tell everyone we see what happened, and they think it's very strange. Our veterinarian thinks it's really strange, and that they couldn't tell us why they were here. So, you know, it's very suspicious in my mind.
I'm going back. I'm hooked on this public servant questionnaire, and apparently a lot of our other listeners are, too, because Jeff's taken several calls before we started mentioning it as to how do you get a copy of that.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes on and talks about the limits on federal power. And I would assume federal means state as well. I mean, you know, I guess that that public law 93-579 would... This talks about federal, but I don't know. But anyway... Law-abiding citizens are sometimes visited by agents of the federal government for no apparent reason. It is helpful at that time of these visits to recall that unless a citizen has been placed under arrest, either because of law enforcement officers has probable cause to believe the citizen has committed a crime, or because the officer has in his possession an arrest warrant issued by a judge who believes there is probable cause, the citizen has committed a crime, the citizen does not have to entertain the company of government agents.
Right.
With that in mind, let's take a break. We'll be back. Our number is 1-800-973-3779.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Actions speak louder than words, and if you want this country to wake up, like I do, we have to all do our part, and that's why I'm asking you to join the Paragon Foundation. The one thing that will help more than anything else is your financial support. So by joining the Paragon Foundation, then they can do what they do best, and that's protect your property rights. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
There has been such an increase in our membership and the people that are calling in here and utilizing this foundation. And that part's exciting. The other side of that deal is the kind of pressure that puts on a guy's infrastructure here. Because I'm not in a position to go out and hire a lot of staff and those kind of things. But it limits you as to what you can do.
Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443 or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org.
What are you giving for Christmas gifts this year? Well, I'm giving my friends a customized pocket knife from 3D Silversmiths, and they'll make a custom gift for you, too. Robert Asher is a professional silversmith, and he's real easy to work with. He produces beautiful handcrafted pieces. As a matter of fact, I had him make silver handcrafted belt buckles for my special friends last year, and they were beautiful. Call Robert at 3D Silversmiths to get him working on any kind of customized piece you can imagine. He does belt buckles of all kinds, badges, pocket knives, money clips, and more. But his specialty is Western-style jewelry, like bracelets, earrings, pendants, mini buckles, bolos, pins, tie tacks, you name it, he can produce it. And if you call now, you can get it done before Christmas. Custom designed and hand engraved. Call 3B Silversmiths, toll free 1-800-448-8558. That's 1-800-448-8558 or online at 3bsilversmiths.com. Well, friends, I've been there, done that, had a great time, and you will, too. The best-kept secret of the Ozarks is Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Over the years, the lodge has hosted hundreds of family reunions, and they'll host yours also. The best time to go is when you say it is. The best time to call is right now. Family reunions require a little advance planning, and right now is the best time to get your preferred date at the lodge. The lodge provides all the meals with your room and for you. That means no cooking or cleaning, and there's plenty to do. S'mores by the campfire, a pool with a view, canoeing on the Merrimack, or simply relaxing. Your aunts and uncles and cousins by the dozens will thank you for taking them to the best-kept secret of the Ozarks, Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Make reservations today by calling 573-775-2400. That's 573-775-2400. Or go online to wildwoodspringslodge.com.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says a babysitter is a teenager acting like an adult while the adults are out acting like teenagers. Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Andrea, I've had time just since we've been sitting here to study this in more detail. And the citizens also have a right, guaranteed by the Fifth Amendment to the United States Constitution, not to testify against themselves. Thus, when the government comes knocking on one's door, you have a right to simply say, please go away. Unless a government officer places you under arrest, there must be probable causes or the arrest warrant based on probable cause. The officer must obey your wishes. Now, we went over that a moment ago, but back to this questionnaire. Most probably, some government agencies will not want to fill out or sign this questionnaire. They can then be sent on their way. They may need to explain to their superiors and a court of law or a jury on another day why they refuse to cooperate with reasonable questions of the highest office holder in the land, a citizen. Now, I wonder, this bill was passed 1974, this public law 93-579. I wonder if that still is applicable, if it still applies, since we have the Patriot Bill that has eliminated most of our constitutional guaranteed rights.
That's a good question, and one that really should be investigated, but it was definitely a deterrent in my case, so...
Right, it's interesting to see how this all worked out. Do you think this is just like G.B. Oliver has said time and time again? When you know what to say, and you show them exactly where their jurisdiction ends, and it isn't with you, that he said they just fade out of the picture. So you think these New York Department of Agriculture people have faded out of the picture?
Well, I'm not sure, because we still have to deal with them. We do have to have inspections every 6 months or so from U.S. Public Health, which is Ag and Markets. And,
all right, but that's totally...
Wait and come back on me at that point. I don't know.
That's totally different, though. I mean, you always have health inspectors.
Right.
I mean, restaurants, you can go on, hotels, you can go on and on and on about health inspectors. They're there.
Right.
But... Now, I saw something just this morning, and this is in the state of Pennsylvania. You sell your milk to a creamery, do you not?
That's correct.
Do you use any bovine growth hormone?
Oh, no.
Well, I knew you didn't, but I wanted to hear you say that. You don't sell organic, though, do you?
No, we haven't been certified or anything like that, but we use the most natural way we can, you know. We still have to make a living like everyone else, and, you know, we're conscientious about what we feed our cows and how we grow things. So I guess as close to organic as we can possibly be without being certified.
Okay, now you're milking 80 cows. And I know in today's modern world, 800, 8,000 is being milked on a lot of these. I drove across to Idaho here a couple of years ago, and you drive for miles and miles and miles and see nothing but black and white cows standing at feeders as you go through that part of the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how big these multinational corporation type farms have gotten. But 80 cows to me I don't want to milk one. I would if she'd stay milked. I always said, you know, if you could just sit down and milk a cow all day long, you know, every day for 3 or 4 weeks, and then that'd be the end of it. It, you know, like putting out a crop.
Right.
But it doesn't work that way.
No. Nope, it's 24/7.
365, too, you might mention.
Well, yes. Vacations are very rare.
Okay, now I'm looking at what came from Pennsylvania. As of January the 1st, and that's just around the corner, Pennsylvania will ban all labels on milk and dairy products that indicated that they came from cows that haven't been treated with artificial bovine growth hormone. That's BGH. State officials say that such labels are confusing. You see, the people in Pennsylvania, Andrea, they're not intelligent like you and I are.
What?
They can't look at a label and know what it means.
I guess.
Anyway, the U.S. government has long maintained that it is safe, but it is illegal in many other countries. Many American consumers dislike the idea of milk that comes from cows that are treated with artificial hormones. And many national grocery store chains have begun offering BGH-free milk, or else they've stopped selling it altogether. Monsanto, one of our multinational corporations that really loves farmers and loves the Farm Bureau, would like to sue us if we don't use their product properly. But anyway, Monsanto, which manufactures BGH, has spent more than a decade trying to persuade federal and state authorities to ban the labels that say the cows have not been treated with BGH. They've now managed to convince Dennis Wolf. Good old Dennis is Pennsylvania's Secretary of Agriculture. And he did just that. He argues that hormone-free labels are misleading, as cows produce hormones naturally. But even labels that are more carefully worded, such as contains no artificial hormones, will be banned in Pennsylvania because Mr. Wolf says that there is no scientific test which can verify such a claim. And besides that, it confuses consumers. They're not smart enough to understand all that. And we wouldn't want to confuse the consumers. The ban will also extend to phrases such as pesticide-free and antibiotic-free. In other words, you can douse these old critters with anything you want to, put Warbex on them to kill the flies, and of course it gets into the milk, but that's all right. They don't have to put that on the label. Same with antibiotics. Wolf says such labels are confusing, and consumers, because they suggest milk without those labels, is unsafe. Well, I'd say that's a pretty good suggestion, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, that's very clear. And if I, you know, being a consumer myself and a farmer, I've been very frustrated when I go in the store and I don't see the labels. You know, I want to know where my food is coming from. I think the country of origin labeling is something we really need. And as well as these things. Now, we were asked to sign a statement indicating that we will not use the RBHT in our milk. So the creamery could therefore sell it as BST-free milk.
Right.
So, yeah, that's very frustrating to me when we're doing our part, and then they totally, I guess you would say, dip the consumer of their choices.
All right, this article goes on, says, consumer demand for milk that does not contain bovine growth hormone has forced many milk producers to stop using it. And your creamy said, hey, quit, because we can't sell the stuff. I mean, that's pretty much what they mean by that, is it not?
Well, the consumers were demanding the hormone-free milk. So, you know, that's what they wanted, and they knew they would have a market for it. So, and, of course, we had no intention of using it anyway. So it was not a problem for us to sign that, to state that we will not use it.
All right. Now, do you belong to any dairy associations there? I mean, I'm sure you talk to other dairy producers that do use it. Have they had any problems that you know of?
As far as?
With the cows?
Oh, yes. They found out, actually, the cows don't stay in the herd as long. They do burn out faster. And whereas our cows typically live an average of 8 to 10 years, and some as long as 18, a BST herd, you're lucky if you get 3.
Is that right?
Yeah, and they do. They are prone to infections, and I've even had some people tell me that when they drank milk that had the hormone in it, that they had some physical reaction to it.
Monsanto. Okay, let's go back to the hormone. The growth hormone is injected into the cows. It pushes milk production up as much as 25%.
Right.
That's a fourth more milk. You know, nature has a way of taking care of that sort of thing, and they're not built to produce a fourth more milk, are they?
No. Physically, it's very stressful on the cow. Yeah.
Anyway, Monsanto continues to maintain that it is completely safe, despite the fact that research has found the opposite to be true. Europe and Canada have banned it completely due to its health risk. It's been found to increase the levels of cancer-causing chemicals in the milk. Milk derived from the injected cows contain dramatically higher levels of insulin growth factor, which is a risk factor for breast and colon cancer and is not destroyed by pasteurization. Let's take another break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This
is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Back to the bovine growth hormone. They say that the cows that have been injected have dramatically higher levels of insulin growth factor, which is a risk factor for breast and colon cancer and is not destroyed by pasteurization. It has also been linked to hypertension, premature growth stimulus in infants, glucose intolerance, and juvenile diabetes. Now, this is the reason Canada, as well as Europe, has said no to even allowing the stuff in the country. But here in the United States, what percent do you think of the dairy cattle today, Andrea, are treated with the hormone?
I really couldn't tell you at this point. I do know that quite a few of the producers that were using it have stopped simply because it was not very economical and it was time consuming. They had to do this every day.
Oh, you inject a cow daily?
Every day. And you know, it got to be a lot of work. And for the results that they saw happening, they just didn't feel that it was worth their...
Wonder if that goes intramuscular or sub-Q?
From what I understood, they inject them at the tail head.
I imagine those cows, in a period of lactation, would get pretty touchy back there, wouldn't they?
Yeah, it got to be a real, problem, when you go every day, and they don't like it, you know, of course.
Well, you're going to stick a needle in them.
Yeah.
So I don't like that either.
Right. the way big business is working, they want everyone to conform to their ideas that come, whatever they happen to think of at Monsanto, and just cram it down our throats. And that's why when we start up these organizations to fight the NAIS and the BST and the consumers are becoming more educated, they feel very threatened because, you know, these things are really taking off across the country. You know, they don't want the stuff in their food, and they want to be able to make choices, and they want to be able to go to the farmer and buy something fresh. And I think the USDA really needs to be held accountable.
We have been taught, you and I have been taught, you know, the government is here to help you. Well, that used to be the biggest joke. Somebody knocks the door and say, I'm from the government and I'm here to help you.
Right.
But we find out today that just the opposite is true. The exact opposite is true. The government, and it doesn't make much difference whether it's state, federal, or whatever, they're bought off. When we come, isn't it a time for break? Yeah. When we come back, I'm going to show you how Monsanto got this product on the market in the first place. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold rose above $825 an ounce Monday as the dollar index fell below 75 and the price of oil hovered near $97. Gold closed in New York up $4.70 to $826.30 an ounce. Silver rose 12 cents to $14.81. The greed of the 90s has now been replaced by fear of a credit-induced recession coupled with a Fed-induced inflation, says Swiss America CEO Craig R. Smith. More at SwissAmerica.com. $800 gold should be telling you many things. First, inflation is 2 to 3 times higher than reported. Second, the Fed will sacrifice the dollar to fight a recession. Third, gold prices, having already tripled since 2001, must nearly triple again to exceed their 1980 high. Swiss America has compressed 25 years into a 25-minute Gold 101 DVD kit that's free. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-289-2646.
Since 1977, the American agriculture movement has been a major player in agricultural policymaking in Washington, D.C. And now, once again, AAM leads the march for the use of alternative energy sources to lower the use of fossil fuels. Farmers, energy experts, and multinational corporations are all pulling in different directions as gasoline prices continue to soar. Many argue that ethanol is the answer to the energy crisis, but that doesn't guarantee a profit to the American farmer. Imported ethanol from sugarcane is 50% cheaper to produce than from corn. The American agricultural movement supports the use of alternative energy sources such as biomass, U.S.-produced ethanol, biodiesel, wind and solar power, and other energy sources. AAM is a member of 25 by 25 that has the goal to produce 25% of U.S. energy by the year 2025 from alternative energy sources.
To join the American agricultural movement, go to www.aaminc.org or call 605-993-6201. And we're in the home stretch. Now here's the way the Food and Drug Administration, like I said, hey, they're from the government. They're here to help. Who, though? They're here to help the multinational corporations that have the money. We've referred to this oftentimes as the golden rule. He who has the gold gets to make the rule. And the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, to protect Monsanto's interest, did not require that the bovine growth hormone be adequately tested before allowing it on the market. Normally, a standard test of new biochemical products and animal drugs requires 24 months of testing with several hundred rats. Okay, 24 months, 2 years, okay. but the BGH was tested for only 90 days, and they used 30 rats. Rats were a little more difficult to come by back in those days. Now, pasteurizing milk destroys a lot of stuff, but it does not destroy the hormone that we're talking about. It does destroy healthy enzymes. It destroys some vitamins. It denatures the milk proteins. It destroys vitamin B12 and B6 particularly. It kills beneficial bacteria and promotes pathogens. Now, you know, Andrea, I grew up a long time ago, and most of us at that time drank raw milk, right fresh out of the cow. I never heard of anybody being allergic to dairy products until the last 40 years. Does that make any sense?
Right. The whole pasteurization, homogenization product makes milk basically undigestible. We've raised our kids on raw milk. For generations, we've been raised on raw milk. There have been no problems with that.
Well, everybody was raised on raw milk until the last 40 or 50 years.
Right. And that was because there was this big health movement, you know, and they figured that everything needed to be so sterile and clean, and everyone jumped right on that bandwagon, and the public was again misled by a big interest.
And we have people in jail right now because they are producing raw milk.
Right.
And letting other people have it. I guess if they knew you were drinking it at home in some of these states, they'd come get you.
Well, yes, that's true. And unfortunately, unless we all start standing up when these people show up at our farms to do these inspections and take these samples, and we should be taking samples as well and sending them to an independent lab and comparing, you know, what they come up with, and we really have to be on top of it.
Do you know we have a gentleman doing time in a federal pen right now because he did just exactly that? Remember, and I don't remember the number of the plane that was shot down. It's been several years ago, but he took some of the pieces of that plane to a private lab to prove that it had been shot down with some sort of a missile, and they said that he stole government property.
Right.
Really?
I know. This is how messed up our system is, and we've really got to get busy and try to hold our government accountable for it. December 3, we're going to be having a major fax day where we're going to bombard Washington with faxes against the national animal ID and other issues as well. So, you know, this is a wake-up call to Washington to, you know, we're watching you because, you know, as taxpayers, and that's the one thing that actually kind of clicked in my head as I was dealing with this guy. I said, you know what, I'm paying his wages, and I'm not happy with the job he's doing. So why should I put up with that? You know, I should be able to say my piece and protect my property and hold him accountable, because I don't think they're spending their time wisely when they should be, you know, at the border or in the processing plants, you know.
And we're spending our time wisely. We're going right to Happy Trails.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.
Happy trails to you, till we meet again. Happy trails.